Speaker 1.
The smoking ban in bars and clubs and other public buildings came into force a couple of years ago, as I recall. Now you see big clumps of people gathered outside these places smoking. I don't think that's what the authorities imagined would happen when they introduced the ban. I'm sure they thought people would stop smoking, at any rate when they went to these places. But the reality is that people still smoke. They just gather on the sidewalk outside to do it. It seems crazy, really. I've been to places where there were more people outside than inside. I can't imagine that people were predicting that or wanted it to happen when they were talking about bringing in this ban.
Speaker 2. Well, the council introduced parking restrictions in the area where I live earlier this year. Basically, if you have a residence permit, you can park on my street any time. But if you don't, you can only park there at specific hours. It's true that parking can be a problem around here, but the residents weren't actually consulted on this, and some people I've spoken to say that it causes problems for them when they have visitors, especially when they have people staying with them. I think the major problem is they keep changing the times when non-residents aren't allowed to park. The signs keep changing, but people don't always know they've changed. Some people think they can park when in fact they can't. They remember the permitted times and don't realize these have changed. It's a complete mess, really, and a lot of the time people don't know they're making a mistake.